Hello, everyone. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. And yes, it's my birthday. I'm excited that God's done so many amazing things over the years. I have been a Christian since I was 15 years old, so many, many years of walking with the Lord, and He rescued me, and He's been so good to me. So I'm just, I can't help but just be grateful. And if you're struggling today, maybe just take a moment to write down things you're grateful for, because we have air, we have life, we have breath in our lungs, our heart is beating, and we have people in our lives to love. And so there's so much to be thankful for. And that is how I'm going to be spending my birthday for sure, is I'm just going to be thanking God for all the amazing things that He has done. We are now in Mark chapter 2, verses 1 through 12 in the New Living Translation of the Bible, and it says this: When Jesus returned to Capernaum several days later, the news spread quickly that he was back home. Soon, the house where he was staying was so packed with visitors that there was no more room, even outside the door. While he was preaching God's word to them, four men arrived carrying a paralyzed man on a mat. They couldn't bring him to Jesus because of the crowd, so they dug a hole through the roof above his head. Then they lowered the man on his mat right down in front of Jesus. Seeing their faith, Jesus said to the paralyzed man, "My child, your sins are forgiven." But some of the teachers of religious law who were sitting there thought to themselves, "What is he saying? This is blasphemy. Only God can forgive sins." Jesus knew immediately what they were thinking, so he asked them, "Why do you question this in your hearts? Is it easier to say to the paralyzed man, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or 'Stand up, pick up your mat, and walk'? So I will prove to you that the Son of Man has the authority on earth to forgive sins." Then Jesus turned to the paralyzed man and said, "Stand up, pick up your mat, and go home." And the man jumped up, grabbed his mat, and walked out through the stunned onlookers. They were all amazed and praised God, exclaiming, "We've never seen anything like this before." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, what an amazing and powerful story of friends. Lord, I pray for my friend today listening that you would send the kind of friends that would lower them through a roof on a mat to place them before Jesus. And Lord, I pray we would become those kinds of friends, that we would sacrifice our inconvenience for the sake of others, or our convenience for the sake of others. Lord, again, we're seeing here how popular you were. But again, these are folks that wanted something from you. They weren't necessarily interested in listening to you teach as much as they wanted to be set free or healed. And so, Lord, I pray for us today that we wouldn't just seek you for the gifts that you give us, but that we would just seek your heart and seek to know you, that we would know the secrets that you want to share with us, that we would have an intimate, abiding relationship with you, that we would hear from your spirit and obey and love you all the more. Lord, thank you for the persistence of these men digging through the roof. I can't even imagine, you know, the effort that that must have taken. And Lord, I pray that we would make that kind of similar effort on behalf of others who desperately need to know your healing. And Lord, this story is actually not about this man being healed. It's really about your authority and that you are God in the flesh to forgive sins. This is the moment where we see this kind of dun-dun-dun. We're seeing for the first time this antagonism that's going to be coming between Jesus and the Pharisees. This is the first time we're seeing some grumbling happening. And we learn later that it's because of jealousy and envy that the Pharisees deliver Jesus to be crucified. And you can see that they must be just really threatened by Christ. And it's interesting to me, too, that Jesus didn't say, "Hey, take up your pallet and walk." He first said, I'm gonna forgive your sins. And that was the greater miracle of the two things, because eventually that paralytic would die. Eventually, he would not be on this earth anymore. He was healed, but not forever until, you know, he died. And so the actual miracle is the forgiveness of sins. And so, Lord, help us to not hold that lightly, but to live in light of it, to realize how powerful and amazing it is and how cleansing and needed it is that we are set free from our sins because of what you've done on that cross. And Lord, thank you for this story of healing and of forgiveness. Help us to be amazed. Help us to put ourselves in this story. Help us to say, we've never seen anything like this before. Help us to fall in love with your scriptures and your stories all the more, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I appreciate you, and I pray that you will experience the goodness of God in the land of the living.